When did you get that giant, like, mole on your shoulder? What is that?
It's a mole.
That is no mole.
Yeah, it is.
It looks like it could grow a face and start talking to me.
Shut up. It's old lady mole.
On Even My Mom Has a Podcast. Hi, I'm Ready to Rumble Von Fry. Joining me is...
my mole.
my mom's mole accompanied by her. Yes. So how you doing?
I'm doing good, getting ready to go on a trip.
We're actually starting this as a boxing match is going on yeah. Netflix. It looks like it's in Las Vegas.
How do you say it's Canelo Alvarez?
The Mexican Ginger. Yeah, oh. I think that's his nickname. I don't know.
And Terrence Crawford. Who do you think's going to win?
Shoot. They angle this stuff to Canelo's favor, and yet he still has lost two fights.
He's the champion, right?
He's holding the $180,000 belt from Ring Magazine.
Wow.
A magazine that dates back to 1922.
I like his name, Canelo, though. That's a pretty cool name.
That's how it works with boxing. Do you have a cool name? Okay, fine. We'll throw money at you to fight people. That's pretty much
good.
How it works, right?
It sounds good to me.
So you're going on a work leave.
A retirement trip.
All this work, all this money prepping the RV. Then you have to go places. Spend money while you're traveling.
And cook.
Then you do the cooking, all the setup and all the stuff.
It's
and
a hobby.
And then somehow you convince yourself this is cheaper than taking a plane and staying at a Sandals.
It's probably cheaper to go stay at a Sandals.
It probably is at this point because the RV stuff's not that cheap, really.
No, it's
not. The
price
has got driven up on it.
But we are having fun and we're getting old. So if we don't have very more years, we can do this. It's a lot of work. I think, you know, we probably could make it a lot easier, but... I think I have to have all these meals prepped and all kinds of stuff. But, we have fun.
I got something to kind of show you here,
okay?
If you think you can handle it, that is.
Maybe.
All right, now that's a knife over there.
I know.
Okay, so you're going to...
That's such a cute little knife. I need a knife like that.
That's not a cheap knife.
No, it's not.
That's a carbon ceramic blade from Kyocera that I got a while back. Actually, you can go through... If not for this, you could actually sneak this onto a plane.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So here.
Okay. Yeah.
You're opening this box.
It has crowns on it.
Where do you think this is from? What could that be?
I have no idea. It says Von Fry.
No. Just start opening things.
Oh, okay.
Cut the side there.
Is it gonna blow up or something?
No, but it is from China.
Oh, China.
All right. Now you know how to open. You know how to cut and open things?
Maybe.
No, you don't. Look at the corners of the cardboard box that came in the mail today. Now the other side. There you go. Making this hard.
Okay.
Are you sure I can't get video of you doing this?
Did you have to pay tariffs for it?
No, I didn't have to pay a lot of money for this.
Oh, this is gonna be cute. I just feel it. You bought me a, what's this called? The exciting macaron? Macaron? The monsters.
They call it a labubu.
You got me a labubu?
I didn't get you a labubu. I got me a labubu that you can open on the pod here. Okay, so.
Oh my gosh.
Hold on. I'll
take a picture of my hand.
Okay. Open it up and I'll not get a picture of you.
Please, because I have my pajamas on.
Okay, so.
Okay.
Well, I would have done that carefully, but.
I'm doing it.
Okay. Just open it up there.
Oh,
I think there's a plastic bag in there.
I don't want to screw it up.
Just trust me on this. Pull it out, and it's supposed to like kind of hide its identity. But the way I was able to get this on their website, so this is absolutely legitimate.
It's a labubu.
I got this on their website, so I know it's real, and I didn't have to pay the scalper fees. The guy who founded this Pop Mart. Not even an old company. Guys, net worth now is $27 billion.
Do you want me to open it up?
Yeah, open it up. I gave you a pocket knife if you need to.
Okay, I think I might need it.
You're old. Okay, can you please be careful with that?
Oh, I think it's going to be cute. Oh, it's a cutie. Look at that.
Yeah, I got really lucky in the draw there. His name's Toffee.
Hi, Toffee.
So
you're cute.
That's what a labubu is.
Too bad you don't have a purse to put it on.
It has a little chain here to hang from and stuff. And I think this is probably the best looking of the labubu style.
Well, at least it kind of looks masculine.
When the Oregon Ducks last week had their mascot dressed as labubu, he's kind of like this color and stuff.
Oh, look, his eyes kind of glow. They catch the light.
Well, I hadn't really realized that. That's cool. Yeah, that's what a labubu is.
Well, that's pretty cool. Wonder where they got the name labubu.
Well, there's a designer.
There's something else in here.
There's...
You got a surprise.
What is there, like a trinket thing?
Little thing.
Oh, like okay. That. Yeah, it comes with a little...
And some of that stuff to keep it fresh.
Looks like an air freshener just about, but...
A little labubu. Oh, that is really cute.
So when you order them on their site thing, they say when these things are going to be available, okay?
Yeah.
And it's pretty limited. It's like 9 o'clock. And it's like, well, I hit the, it already says they're sold out. So I went back and forth and it said, no, wait, you can claim one. And they have a thing they call Pop Now, where you try, use hints and it says, it's not soy milk. It's not whatever. Like they have weird names. Okay. Of macaron colors or whatever. Yeah. This is the original kind though. These exciting macaron.
Macaron.
So,
cute.
I hope his feet turn. They're kind of twisted.
I kind of like it. It kind of looks like he's walking sideways. Doing the shuffle.
Well, there is some inconsistencies in their design.
So Macombe shuffle.
Some people have had them kind of like hacked into and like thought maybe there's drugs in them and like border, you know, customs got into them. So got kind of lucky on that.
But, yeah.
But also didn't have to pay the scalper prices or anything.
How much was it?
I think they're like... is 27 and then there's some shipping, but I had like a voucher thing for doing some stuff with Google.
Cool.
So it cost me like $5 or whatever, but the scalpers want like 65. So that's pretty high.
You could probably sell it for something on eBay.
I knew which one I was getting because it said, okay, you got
toffee.
And I'm like, okay, that's good. Cause he's got a natural color instead of the weird outlandish colors.
He's got
colors.
His forehead looks like he's did steroids.
You think
he's
so?
Got roid forehead. Yes, look at it.
Man, his feet really are
okay,
twisted.
Look at
aren't
his
they?
Look at his forehead, or its forehead.
He's got a little bit of pink on him too. Isn't that kind of wild?
A little bit of pink glitter.
He's got a little bit of pink on him. Well, no, that I don't know. That's kind of in there.
Well, pink's okay.
It's just a little strange, isn't it? His hands are kind of. I don't know. I think maybe they move around a little bit.
Probably. It's adorable. But,
yeah, I think they. So these things really took off when this singer named.
You need a girlfriend you could give that to.
These things really took off when this singer named Lisa, a member of Blackpink, had one on a bag, and then
might
people started freaking out.
Why there's a little bit
out.
Of pink on it because it's Blackpink.
I don't know what the deal is with that, but
that's adorable. Yeah.
So, anyways, people are putting this on their bags or hanging them from the car or whatever and stuff. This one here with the red nose is the secret one.
Well, I would.
That's cocoa something. The secret one's like a 1 in 72 chance.
Oh, okay.
And so people want like big money for those. And
I
stuff.
Wouldn't hang it in my car. Somebody breaking your window to get.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, but there's some weird inconsistencies with them, and I see this one has a bit of a stance about them, kind of a twisted
like,
foot,
like it's walking sideways.
Just about, yeah. But
cute.
Okay, so that was a thing that just
was
happened.
Fun.
To I'll share that with the labubu crowd.
Like,
on
you got me a labubu. Well, I got myself a labubu. I'm just letting you open it.
You said they were stupid and whatever.
I
and
know.
So I didn't think you. Okay, so there's the other colors there. And
I'm
then
too
the
old for labubu.
The secret one, 1 in 72.
How
right?
funny.
I think on the back here it says which one this is supposed to be, toffee, because yeah. I got it through their Pop Now program instead of a True Mystery Box,
yeah.
I guess.
That's really cute.
But,
boy, can you imagine Christmas? That's probably going to be the thing everybody wants.
Quite possibly. It doesn't seem like it's dying down quick.
All the cute little girls will be wanting it by then.
All right. Well, how about we get into the news?
Okay.
So Nintendo had a Direct yesterday. That's where they show off some upcoming games and things like that. And one of the things they showed off is the Virtual Boy that is coming to the Nintendo Switch Online service. The Virtual Boy is... strangely, the black mark in the history of Nintendo, the least successful video game console of all time. Came out in 1995. They had a promotional video here that maybe could help show you kind of what that's all about.
How old were you in 1995?
10.
Do you remember it?
Heck yes. I played one of these at a... at a kiosk.
Virtual voice. I remember that.
No, you don't. No, they don't.
You'll be able to enjoy a collection.
So they had this at the kiosk in Walmart, and it had a stereoscopic 3D effect, but it only had about a dozen games. It did not have many games. You have to set this thing up on a table and lean into it. It's such a pain in the butt. So the way they do this, you drop your... So this is a special unit. It's not the Virtual Boy, but it looks just like it. You put your Switch 2 in it.
Oh, cool.
And then you can play the games. Unfortunately, in order to play the Virtual Boy games, you have to buy the Virtual Boy thing or the cardboard version of it. They want $100 for that. The Virtual Boy, it dropped price really fast. They were trying to give them away. No, it crashed and burned so hard that one would almost hope that that same thing would happen to this. But I doubt it. It's just a bunch of plastic.
It's like an accessory for...
So as a peripheral goes, $100. The games are not really worth playing like that. People are going to demand that they be able to play them on their Switch without the 3D, you know.
Is it called Switch 2 or Switch?
It's a Switch 2. The Switch and then the Switch 2.
Okay.
And that's a Virtual Boy.
Okay.
They also showed off DLC. They were showing off, you got to pay DLC for Donkey Kong Bonanza. Game just came out. We already have a $20 DLC for it. Came out like yesterday. People are already upset. There's nothing to do. I just go to the island and that's it. And then they have a Pokemon game coming out like in a month or something.
That should be popular.
Already talking about DLC before the game comes out. So it's cut content that you're paying an extra $20 for. They're getting pretty close to having games be $100.
I thought they were already.
They're getting really close to it. So it's pretty disheartening, really, to see that, what game are you going to show us next? I don't want to know because it's gonna hurt you wanting me to pay $70, $80, $90 for this. So that's the way that has been going. Also, I want to show you about some kids.
Kiddos.
Some kids that I came across on YouTube, okay?
Are they behaving badly?
It's a group of kids. They call themselves the Greystones. They're 12.
Yeah, I've seen them before.
Oh, you've seen these kids?
Mm-hmm. They're good.
So they play all the instruments. Some people are upset that they edit stuff because they have to have some other people sing backup for... They'll tweak the live performance to add the back vocals, but they provide it themselves or whatever, so...
As if everybody else doesn't do it too.
I think overall they sound pretty good live. It's nice to see all the kids playing instruments. I want to see if they bring the kid in that plays the... Oh, here we go. He's going to walk in and play the saxophone here.
Great. Oh.
And then someone tries to interrupt by doing cartwheels.
I think that's great. What city is that in? Is it in Canada?
Oh, probably somewhere outside Los Angeles, I think.
Yeah, I've seen them. Your father and I've seen them on YouTube.
Oh, I didn't know you guys knew about them.
They're good.
The problem is they're going to need to come up with some original songs right?
Somebody needs to write them some stuff.
So I don't know how they're going to go about that.
I like her voice.
I think she has a really cool haircut. Because it looks different than
what
most girls are going for here. She looks like she came out of like 1979.
Which is, everything's coming back. Cute. She has natural curly hair, it looks like.
It didn't look that way in other videos.
Oh, it didn't?
I think it kicked in or something.
Well, she might have got a perm or she just started wearing it natural.
But at any rate, you've got kids on guitar.
Are they all
drums.
Related or are no, they just a bunch of kids singing again?
They put an ad out on Facebook. There was two of them and then they found, you know, a couple of singers that, you know, add a saxophonist, things like that,
That's
right?
Great.
So it's good to see the instruments come back to some music in some way, right?
You know, you and I were talking about, we really need to have some, what's it called? TV shows that are, like Carol Burnett, you know,
variety comedy shows.
Come on, people.
Yeah, I don't know if we could or not. And it's such a hard thing for someone to make a YouTube channel that is a variety show each week.
Oh, that would be hard, something.
You'd have to be famous beforehand in order to be able to bring the guests in, you know? It would just be very difficult to get that to work.
You know what I like to watch on YouTube is those little kids that are like the president. They play Trump or they play... It's hilarious.
The kids that
play... You haven't seen it?
They're like... Do they sound like them? Or?
Yeah, they have them. I think it's like virtual something. They put up... Anyway, I'll find it for you and show you. It's hilarious.
Well, all right. Well, I don't think there's other news that we want to talk, bring up so much right now. So let's play a game. A game called...
What year? I'm good at this, man. I got it last
week. You got it last time, but can you keep the streak
alive?
Probably
not. I was in my prime there.
This is the revived...
1978.
This is the revised...
1978.
Yeah, that was last week, right? Revised rule set, five songs from the same year. You're going to tell me what year they're from.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
And I'm not going to tell you the name of the song.
Oh, no.
After you say the year, that's when you'll be given that much information.
All right.
Do you know this song? You haven't heard it?
Kind of guess the time frame
It's popular for Halloween time. You're going to be coming back around Halloween, right?
Yeah, I'll be home right after my birthday.
You hadn't heard this before, huh?
No, I've got a time.
I've been playing it at Halloween time when the trick-or-treaters come by.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Breakfast Club.
All right, so you know this
so
one?
What year was Breakfast? Go.
You know this one?
No. Get the beat?
This isn't, no. Hold on, maybe you'll recognize it in a second. Here it comes. This would be a tough one to karaoke. Guy hits some high notes. Do you know the song?
Yeah. What does it go like? Break on me or take on me or something like that?
Do you know this one?
No, not yet.
I think you'll recognize this.
Walking on sunshine.
Yeah. All right, how about this one?
I want to know how love feels, something like that.
Okay, are you ready to take a guess at the year?
It's either 1996 or 1997.
Dead Man's Party by Oingo Boingo. Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds. Take on Me by A-ha. Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves.
Well,
that's
kind
of an
titles,
ominous
didn't I?
Title there. You know, a band name, Katrina and the Waves.
It is, yeah. But
I Want to Know What Love Is by Foreigner.
I knew a lot of the titles.
And your guess is 1996 or 1997. Uh-huh. The answer is 1985.
Oh,
I don't know.
Dang.
Are you? How? What?
How'd I get off of that?
Let's go forward on this one. Oh, hold on now.
I remember going to see Breakfast Club, but I thought it was
You remember
later.
Going to see that in the mid-90s?
No, it was 85. But God, how old were you then? You were just a
Barely.
Baby.
Yeah, a couple
okay,
months.
Well, I went to see it with my Aunt Debbie and Uncle Dave and Aunt Jean, all my aunts and uncles. Your dad was working, I think. So maybe, yeah. Probably. That's 1985. Sorry.
Or did you watch it on cable? Like
no,
what?
I watched it at the movies. I remember going to see it in Oklahoma City.
And then you thought 1996 or 1997.
Grandma must have been babysitting you.
The Breakfast Club, you know, from around the time of the Macarena.
Yeah, right? Sorry.
All right. I'm sure you have some other activity for me.
Yeah.
Here.
Okay. What movie?
Okay. So we sat down.
They still haven't started.
It's been about 30 minutes of introductions for these fighters. I want them to trip and slip and like hit their head coming into the ring
it's
and be like, oh no,
start,
he got
though.
A concussion and he can't fight.
There's a blue light. Okay. Do the Macarena.
All right, what are we doing? This is a...
What movie?
All right. Now I have to guess what movie this quote's from.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue.
Huh. That's tricky. I don't think I know that one.
From 1980.
1980?
Yeah.
A movie. I can name, maybe two movies from 1980.
Which are?
Okay, hold on. Is this Ordinary People?
Nope.
Can I get another hint then?
I'm flying.
Are you getting the year of the movie wrong?
Well, I'm counting on the internet. So
Airplane.
Yes.
Okay, man. Yeah, I couldn't really name too many because it was either that.
Who do you think said it? An Airplane.
You know what? I think that Peter Graves actually had the funniest role in the thing.
He did.
But it's probably Leslie Nielsen.
He said Lloyd Bridges.
Lloyd Bridges. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
So anyway.
All right. Well, I got that on the second guess.
You did better than me tonight.
Well, man, you're off a ways.
Okay, you want to bet on this?
On this
boxing
fight?
Match? I sort of say wrestling match.
What are we boxing. Betting here? So okay. One guy's got a bunch of belts, right?
Yeah.
And the other guy probably wants those belts.
Yeah.
Now, do the belts fit him? Because, like, if they don't
they
fit
do.
You,
they're
then
probably,
I don't need them.
They probably have Velcro on them, so they're adjustable.
It's weird that they have belts, but their pants don't require a belt, right? Like, they run, they
well,
go in the
like
shorts.
They like, after you win the Super Bowl, you get a baseball hat. I think that is so weird.
They're wearing the baseball hats on the sideline now, and this
because they don't want their hair.
NFL season right now
messed
is so messed up. They have Sony sponsored headsets on the coaches. It says Sony, 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 Sony. It says Sony in at least four places. It's black and has Sony in white letters, so you know it's a Sony. Then they have these really understated caps on the sidelines that it'll be like Dallas Cowboys, and it'll be like all blue. And then just right. A tiny little rubber patch in the middle,
yeah,
saying Dallas or something.
Yeah,
they're
not allowed to support their own team.
And then everybody's has to look the same across the league. It's just they swap out the logo and that's it. There's no identity to it.
Maybe they have little patches.
I think
little patches.
I think that might all be Nike's doing. Honestly, so ever since someone got some contract to do all the merch, they just phoned it in because there's no competition. Back in the 90s, they had a bunch of people making jackets and hats and things.
Yeah, they were really
and they
cool
had to have
going.
Cool stuff or people wouldn't buy it. Now it's like, do you support your team or not? You know, $36 for a cap.
If you're lucky, more like about 100.
Might even be 50-something, honestly, for
going.
A cap. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to watch this boxing match?
Well, not while we're podcasting.
Okay.
And you know what? I'm not going to bet on anybody. What would we bet? What fighter do you want here? What are your terms?
Okay. Do you think anybody's going to get a knockdown?
A knockdown or get knocked out?
Knockdown.
I don't know. Look, who do you want?
I'm thinking, what's the other guy? What's
the other guy? Crawford?
Yeah, Crawford. And I think he's going to knock this guy down. Not out, but down.
Okay, so you think Crawford.
Canelo.
And what are the rules here? Like, what do you want?
I'd like your Labubu. No, I'm just kidding. No, not really. I don't know. Just to say I won. How's that?
Okay, fine. I'll take the Mexican ginger to not be knocked down, if
okay.
That makes a difference.
Okay. Bye-bye now. That was pretty good. Well, I like your Labubu.
And you're not going to be with us for a few weeks.
No.
I might. Can I do the podcast without you or what?
You can.
Or I could try. It's not going to be as good. That's what you're supposed to say, right?
Yeah.
Well, you can try. That's
you
what
can
you
try.
Should say.
I'll send you some stories you can share with everybody. How's that? My adventuring.